Hello, and welcome back to the Broadside Podcast. This is Shane Bolton, and this week on the podcast, I have Josh Motengo, who is the Assistant Director of Club and Recreational Sports at COCC. He's here to discuss some upcoming events and sports at the college. I also have a discussion with Marvin about events that he's gone to and events that I've gone to in the past. Enjoy. Well, welcome back to the Broadside Podcast. This week we have Josh Motengo, who is the Assistant Director for Clubs and Recreation at Recreational Sports at COCC. Welcome to the podcast this week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Shane. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so activities are back on now that the COVID levels have gone down in Deschutes County. What activities are currently going on?
Yeah, so currently we have some aerial silks, like acrobatic yoga type stuff at Tula Movement Arts. That's been the last couple Wednesdays, and we're going to add some more Mondays to the calendar for the spring term. We're about to start a pickleball, which we were going to start like three months ago before the freeze statewide. And I was super excited about that, and it never happened. So I actually have never played pickleball, and I'm looking forward to playing with the students in the spring. We're going to do that on Wednesdays as well.
Yeah. Pickleball is a lot of fun. I've played it. I did it in like middle school, but yeah, it's really fun. It's like tennis, but I'm not good at tennis at all. I'm okay at pickleball. So it's, yeah, which is fun.
It's cool that you played in middle school, because you know, the stereotype of pickleball is that it's for older people, for like elderly, yeah. And they're playing like it's the best thing since sliced bread, you know, to take a phrase that they would use. So it's cool that people are playing in you know, at younger ages.
Mm-hmm. But so that activity's come up. There's what other activities now are potentially could come up if students are interested, because the weather's definitely getting better, and it's like, I want to be outside more now. So
yeah, I know. Yeah, we want to go outside. We're doing the running club as well right now. That's kind of happening sporadically. We're looking for more students to join the running club and kind of dictate when the best times are for doing that. We're also, you know, the whole time through COVID, we've been participating in the 2020 recreation movement that has gone on now to into 2021. And for that, any activity that you're doing, like whether you're walking your dog or doing your own workouts at home or taking a workout class, like with Jenny Cruikshank in the HHP department, you know, we're logging our hours at 2020recreationmovement.com. And Central Oregon Community College is actually in third place in the nation right now for the amount of hours we spend working out. And there's staff who've been involved in that, logging their hours, and students as well. But we're looking to open up some more events. I'm actually looking for suggestions right now as well. One kind of less active sport, I guess, is the esports club, the competitive video gaming club. So we've been doing that too out of the sports and recreation department, which we've started a Smash Brothers team for Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, the game. And we're looking to play against some other schools and trying to get that set up for spring as well. So anyone who's interested in competitive video games or just having fun and interacting with students on that level, feel free to come on out. And we've been giving away some ski and snowboard passes.
Oh yeah, I got one of those.
Yeah, you won one of those.
Yeah, I need to get up there, because I got it. I was like, I saw it and I was like, oh, free pass, I'll take it. So I took it, and then I realized it was Thursday, and that's like my busiest day. Or at least for school. But now that it's spring breaks next week, and then you also changed it so it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, which is nice.
Yeah, the people up at Hoodoo, they let us come, even though we bought the Thrifty Thursday tickets, they're letting us come Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. That's kind of the cool thing about being able to partner, you know, as the college, as COCC, with different companies around town and different vendors like that, is, you know, they're willing to work with us because we're a community college, we're here for the students. So yeah, it's good to be able to give students more access to things like that.
Yeah,
we're going to do some more of that too. I'm mm-hmm. getting a survey together. I'm not sure when this podcast drops, but we're going to be doing a survey here either the end of this week or early next week, and giving out some free Hoodoo passes because there's still a month left. They're not going to close until like third week or fourth week of April, depending on the weather and how much turnout they have from patrons. So we still have another month to ski, and we'll be giving out some more of that. So look out for that survey. Just complete the survey and you might be randomly selected to win a Hoodoo ski ticket.
And those are also going to be for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. They're going to allow that? Or is it only Thursday? Okay. Yeah, perfect. Because Wednesday is the quietest day up there, I've noticed going up there. So is there any other activities that you have not brought up that could potentially be ideas that you've been thinking about?
Yeah, we were renting out bend hoops a few times to try to get some students in there to shoot hoops. And play, get a workout in on the basketball court or do some shooting competitions and stuff. We're not ready to play live yet indoors, but we're kind of waiting for that day to come. And the same with soccer. We were renting out the Cascade Indoor Sports, which is actually next to Pickleball Zone, and we were doing some soccer skill drills and stuff like that. That only happened a couple of days. The turnout for that wasn't as good. So, I mean, if people want to come out for soccer, let us know. If you want to come out for something else that we can arrange in town, we'd love to work with a vendor in town to, because campus is still closed and will be most likely until fall. So, we're just looking to partner with different people around town and get students together somehow, some way.
Yeah, and obviously these activities are going to be set up differently than normal. So what is for pickleball, let's say, are masks required and like social distance, assume?
Yeah, we're doing the social distancing. We're doing the mask, all the safety protocols we're doing. You come, you show up, and you have to fill out the waiver if you've never done an activity with us before. Usually there's another waiver for the facility that we're using for them. And then just put your name and contact info on the contact tracing sheet and make sure you wear the right shoes for what we're doing. You need, if you're coming to play pickleball, you need court shoes.
Yeah. Don't come in flip-flops.
Yeah. Running shoes, and so, you got to wear your mask and then we can do what we can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds fun. What is, in the past year, during COVID, what has been the most popular activity that you've noticed?
People are really liking the stuff we're doing at Tula Movement Arts. It's kind of new for a lot of people. There's a lot of, it's like strength plus stretch, plus you get a little workout in and get some, some cardio as well. And sometimes you're hanging upside down from the silks. And so it's kind of new and unique. And that's been pretty popular. And then we were doing some golf tournaments too.
I want to go and do that some more. I think I'm going to text some of the guys, because I went to one golf tournament in the fall, and maybe hit the range at least, because that's fun. And and the weather's better now. What?
Win one of the golf tournaments? I forget.
I actually have the water bottle right here.
Hey.
I use it all the time. I want a hydro flask. But the weather's getting better. I finally, for the first time in about 2 months, I went up to River's Edge and I went and putted and hit balls, which was nice. Which is good. That's a good activity to be outside and socially distanced. So,
We're trying to do everything that we can. And shoot, if we need to come up with a brand new game where we can socially distance and still get together, we'll do that.
Yeah. Let's say there's a student that's okay, should I go to these activities? What would your pitch be to these students to go to these activities?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's free. So it's a way to interact, in person with students. We don't get a lot of those opportunities these days. And, whether you miss your friends and you want to invite them and come all as a group, or whether you want to meet new people because you don't know a lot of people like yourself, you moved here to the area recently. And so it's a good way to get out and meet people. And you stay active and have fun. And, we've all been so isolated. It's just nice to interact with people. I can't think of a more fun way to do that than playing sports and goofing around and moving and getting some exercise. And the way to do it is, if you go to the main COCC website and you go into the search bar and you type in sports during COVID, you'll get the first link that comes up will be all the activities, and I update that page every week with new stuff. So that's the place to check in.
The tab bar, it's under services, and then it has sports and recreation, and then you press that and then it's has sports for during COVID, which you can do that too. But that's how I've been checking once in a while if there's any new events.
Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. And I'm more like, I don't really, you know, at first I was trying to get as many students as possible. And then we had a lot of restrictions, like you, like at some places now you can only have 6 or 9 students come to an event. And sometimes that's actually nice to not have to like make it a huge thing. It's a little bit more intimate. And I'm all about just how people feel when they leave. Everyone's always smiling and feeling really good when they walk out of our events. And that's kind of, to me, that's the barometer that shows you that we're doing a good job.
Okay, well, thank you for coming on to the podcast this week. Do you want to say anything else about the sports during COVID?
Yeah, I didn't know you were part of the Broadside. You know, I knew you from coming to these sports activities. Now all of a sudden you're running the new podcast on the Broadside. It's new, right? The podcast is new?
Yeah, it started this term, and this is like the 9th episode. The first couple episodes were all, I just interviewed people on the Broadside because I kind of wanted to like get back into the groove of making podcasts each week. And now I'm slowly going out into the community and like the school. And you're the first quote unquote real guest that's not part of the Broadside that I see every week. So yeah.
Well, I can give you suggestions for other departments. I think it'd be a cool idea to highlight different departments on campus and get this kind of exposure. You know, COCC I think is good at always evolving. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of young people who work at the college too.
There's a lot of topics that could be covered. We're just me asking a bunch of interesting questions because I like to dig deeper into stuff like that. Like I was thinking, like I'm in a computer concepts class and I just did a topic on like the dark web, and it was like really, I was like shocked. I was like, wow, I did not know this. And then also like cybersecurity, which is like, I could ask questions about that. So yeah, I'm kind of excited. I just need to reach out more.
Exactly. There's a lot of topics that we probably have experts at the college who could have, you know, some really in-depth conversations about. So yeah, when we jump off, I'll give you some tips of how to look some people up and who to reach out to.
Well, thank you, Josh, for coming on again.
Absolutely. Yeah, go Bobcats.
Yeah, go Bobcats. Next, Marvin and I discuss the COCC events and sports that we've gone to in the past and the upcoming events that we could go to.
All right.
Okay, well, we're back and I'm with Marvin now. How are you doing today, Marvin?
Pretty good, pretty good. You know, finals are coming up, but other than that, nothing's too bad.
Mm-hmm. What is your, you've gone to some school events, COCC sporting events. What events have you gone to and what did you like about them?
Let's see. So I think the biggest and like most fun and impressive event was the one time that they actually rented out the, the Juniper Swim and Fitness Center.
Oh yeah, the Rex.
That was cool. Unfortunately, like no one showed up to that. So
yeah, it was just us.
Yeah, it was a little bit odd, but it was really cool. I mean, they had like the swimming pool for us and they had like the fitness center for us. And I'm like, if a bunch of people showed up, this would be a cool event. But I guess the word really hadn't gotten out about the events by then. And they're really only starting to get busy now. But there are also some other cool events. They had basketball at Bend Hoops.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was also...
The Bend Hoops and then Tula.
Tula Movement Arts. Yeah, they have like slack lining and like the aerial silk stuff there. And all those are really fun. Like even if it's not something you'd want to necessarily do or you would do in your free time, you're like, I've never tried this, I'm not really interested in it. Even just going there just for fun, just to like meet other people or just to hang out, like it's a good time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it gets you out of the house. There's some events coming up. There's pickleball. Do you do pickleball? Ooh. Marvin?
I have never played that before, but that actually sounds fun. Is it like basically like large scale ping pong or?
that's tennis. Tennis is large. Okay. It's kind of like, it's like tennis, but it's smaller and it's, like you normally play underhand or that's how you like serve. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a.
So like medium scale ping pong.
Yeah, sure. It's in between the tennis and ping pong. Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds cool though. I would check out that event. And then, what else is there? I've heard there's a golf tournament as well, actually.
I talked with Josh a little bit about the golf and there might be like some more golf tournaments and like hitting the range.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Which would be nice. That kind of gets it more open to like anyone because the range is good. because with like the golf course, you kind of have to keep your pace up. And it's like, if you're really not, if it's like your first time playing golf, it's kind of, it's not good going day one on the golf course. You just go out. So yeah, doing that.
Ooh, and then there's also soccer as well.
Yeah, there was indoor soccer, Josh was saying.
I didn't check that one out.
Outdoor soccer now because the weather's getting better.
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Are they going to do that on the CSUC track? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because, like, in the image on the website there, it looks like they're playing on the CSUC track. So who knows? Perhaps that's an upcoming spring thing to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the weather getting better, students should get out and go to these events.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good thing to do to de-stress after finals or just to get out in between classes, because especially when everything's online, everything keeps you inside. And especially if the weather gets nicer in the spring, you want to have a couple things that bring you back outside and give you some exercise in between classes or work or whatever else.
Yeah, highly recommend any students to go to these activities. And that'll just be our brief conversation, Marvin. All right. I just wanted to have your input because you've gone to some events. But
yeah, for sure.
Thank you for coming on this week.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
And that's the podcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed. I'd like to thank Josh and Marvin for coming on to the podcast this week. If you want to learn more about sports during COVID at the college, you can check it out on the COCC website and search sports during COVID. Thank you for listening in, and I hope to see you next week for a very new Broadside podcast.